I can't believe I've made it to my 300th consecutive episode for the Pitch Flash Briefing. Writing, producing, and recording these segments have not been easy. In fact, it's really challenged me on an entirely different level professionally, which is a positive thing. I'll share with you that I didn't start this flash briefing to just have a flash briefing or promote myself or my company. I started it to test a voice technology platform as a solution to a communications problem that I'm passionate about fixing. I wasn't sure when I started how the Pitch Flash Briefing would fix the problem or make any sort of impact, but I knew I had to start building something to figure it out. Before you pass on a problem, pick up a brick and build something. Problems are all around us, and every day we make decisions on whether to tackle, delegate, or avoid them. Some problems we are forced to deal with, so we do. Like your child is sick at school and you have to drop whatever you are doing to take care of your child. Or you run out of food and you have to go grocery shopping. Other problems may be easier to avoid, like you don't appreciate the way women are being treated by other women at work, but it's easier to look the other way and not get involved. Or you feel students are great at taking tests, but not really equipped to navigate the real world. These problems are easily avoidable because no one is expecting you to do anything about them in the way they would be expecting you to pick up your sick child from school. However, these are the really big problems that could be life-changing for you and others around you for generations to come. The communications problem that was silently nudging me to pick up a brick and start building something was the idea that most people, including those earning college degrees in a communications field, are struggling to communicate effectively. In fact, you would be hard-pressed to even find a course in pitching at most universities. It's one of those skill sets that must be learned from experience and trial and error. From my perspective, I see this as a huge problem. In my own life, I've had so many missed opportunities or struggles in relationships simply because I had to learn verbal communication skills on my own. I thought, what if I could shorten someone else's learning curve to be a more effective communicator in any area of their life at any age? I considered the obvious solution of writing a book, but a book isn't verbal. The publishing process is too long and laborious, and plus I'm not a known name that would be incentivizing to a book agent. The flash briefing has allowed me to bypass all those hurdles to rapidly start building a solution to a problem that I'm very passionate about solving. The solution is still evolving as I continue to build the pitch and simply stay focused on producing good work without a predetermined agenda to solving this problem. The pitch challenge today: what non-obvious but radically important problem is nudging you to pick up a brick and start the good work of solving a problem that could have life-changing effects for you and those around you? You don't have to have the solution figured out first. Simply start the work to build something and let your good work begin to shape a solution that will become more clear to you as it evolves. Maybe you are building a bridge or a wall or an empire. Who knows? No one will know, not even yourself, until you start the work. I thought I was building content for a book when I first started the Pitch Flash Briefing. But after 300 episodes, it's taking on a different form that's even been a surprise to me. Things could change because I'm still working hard to build on it, but right now, it's beginning to look like a unique voice course in communications that is accessible to anyone who wants to be a student of the skill of pitching and communications. I've now organized all the pitch flash briefings into mini courses on the pitch skills of closing, communications, motivation, networking, organization, presentation, relationships, and research. Unlike traditional college courses, these skill courses are not expensive, exclusive, or time-consuming. And best of all, you can do them anywhere at any time. You won't be tested, but you will be challenged to apply these skills to your everyday life. And I'll be right in your ear every step of the way as you grow your communication skill set to unlock a greater potential in yourself. If you are interested in subscribing to the Pitch courses, you can find them on my website at pitchpublicitynyc.com. Then click on the Advisor tab and choose the Flash Briefing Tutorials link to select your courses. A single person cannot build something on their own. As I continue to lay the foundation for this communications bridge with the Pitch to give more people access and opportunities through the power of one's voice, I hope you continue along with this journey that I believe will be empowering and life-changing in your immediate and future career and relationships.